Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Two black crows on a dead man's ditch. Digging down hard for what makes them rich. The one that's working on a shoulder bone says the time has come to fly on home. Down in the village with her child in bed, the blacksmith's wife hung down her head. So shadows pass along the ground, felt the breeze but heard no sound. Two black crows on the fatal tree, keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free. The other crow me. The penitents crawl on bended knee at the foot of the hill. They look to see if the old tableau is being played out still. With a rattle of bones and a lingering kill, they tied his ankles and they tied his shins. They talked of virtue and they talked of sin. They welcomed confession and craved romance, and cheered when they saw the hangman dance. Two black crows on a fatal tree, keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free is one crow you. The other crow me. And when they hear the rooster's call, all men fear what could befall. The lives they led from day to day, brief lives of grief and quick decay. crying. Sit two black crows on the judgment seat. Measuring death before they eat. Two black crows on the fatal tree. Keeping watch on the butchery. The crew.
you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot test gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, knows she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack in that.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
The real man, your voice. suspicion. Maybe I'll lose control, but I'll stick by my decision to never fall into an old man's role. I saw your daddy grinning Barrett as dementia seized his mind. Some days he cursed the heavens, and some days he'd just fall behind into an old man mind. An old man mind. An old man mind that went over the hill. Let's add some perspective to save myself. Myself. There's a certain directive when we slink away from health into the great beyond, which is the beginning of real, real gone.
Let's get real, real gone.
I'm living in an old man mind. I'm living in an old man mind. I'm living in an old man mind that's going over the hill.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hideaway, when no one comes and no Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
He was a real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point? We'll be right back.
train. It'll make you smile